Uncertainty over crude supplies intensified Monday as nervous traders sent oil prices to new highs. And with demand expected to increase as the temperatures turn colder, analysts say prices are likely to remain high for the rest of the year.
But I don't think crude oil is coming off anytime soon.
Michael Thiesfeld, a trader for HPR Commodities, says a number of factors are to blame, from lower inventories to a weak U.S. dollar to escalating tensions in the Middle East.
There is a lot of speculative interest in the market, and there's a lot of uncertainty in the market, and I think that will continue to make crude oil go higher, or at least stay at these levels. And I don't think $100 is out of the question.
Mexico's decision over the weekend to reduce oil production because of stormy weather and recent attacks on oil rigs in Nigeria are also cited as reasons for the artificially high prices. Addison Armstrong is a procurement analyst for Tradition Energy.
That means that oil prices are $20 higher perhaps than where they would be if we didn't have these problems going on in the Middle East right now and in Nigeria.
While a weaker U.S. dollar has made oil cheaper to buy in some countries, it's also made it more expensive for American consumers. Market strategist Art Hogan at Jefferies & Company says refineries are passing the higher cost to consumers, and that includes the price of heating oil.
If they have to pay $90 to make your heating oil for you, they have to pass that cost along to you, and you're going to see the increase in price on a percentage basis.
Demand for oil is expected to be higher this year amid predictions that seasonably cold weather patterns will return following last year's mild winter. Millar Sega, VOA News.